coast to coast on a bus. The White Rabbit Line jumps anywhere, anytime.
Oh, we just roll around, and up, and down, and up and down. On and we don't care what. Maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, maybe it's cold or hot.
Morning, little and big folks, children and grown-ups, passengers on the White Rabbit bus.
Morning.
Well, it's rather cloudy and somewhat cool in New York this morning, this day before the official opening of summer. But here we are flying along again.
I am with a busload of surprises.
That's right, driver, with a busload of surprises.
Oh, surprises, you say?
Yes, sir, all kinds of surprises.
Such as,
Well, a picnic lunch, for one thing.
A picnic lunch?
What's that about lunch?
Quiet, Scotchman.
I'm sure I heard somebody mention lunch.
Well, if you did, it's not time to eat it. We just had breakfast.
I know that, but if there's anything good in the way I went around, I can always find a wee spot to fill.
I don't doubt it. However, there's no lunch around just now, is there, Mr. Conductor?
No lunch around just now, driver.
I see. All right, I can take a hint. But I'm keeping my eye on the boat here. Don't forget that.
We won't.
And we'll ring a dinner bell when it's lunchtime, Scotchman. And now, Mr. Conductor?
Well, before we discuss any plans, I think we might have our morning hymn, driver.
Of course, Mr. Cross.
Bonnie Sweet Margaret McLaren sings it today, and it's Ethelbert Nevin's soul-satisfying sacred song, The Rosary. We dedicate it to Samson Williams, the Tuscarora Indian, who is 76 years old today.
The hours I spend with thee, dear heart,
golden-haired Scotch lassies we know, Bonnie Sweet Margaret McLaren.
And now, Mr. Conductor, to get back to the subject of the picnic.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right.
Well, the lady next door thought we might all enjoy a picnic today. So she suggested a place for you to take us, driver.
Well, that's very fine. And then where's the place?
Straight ahead along this road. It isn't far. It's the grove called Come Right In and Have a Good Time.
Well, very nice sounder name. And what happens when we get there?
Well,
Romeo, mama, the conductor, did I hear somebody say something about picnic?
I don't know, driver, did you?
Yes, sir, he seemed like I did. And seemed like I smelled fried chicken somewhere around here, too.
Now, Porter, how could you smell fried chicken?
Well, if there's fried chicken somewhere on this bus, driver, I can smell it.
Well, maybe you're right. However, new bus is slowing down a bit, Porter. I think we better feed a little music to hurry her up, Mr. Conductor.
A very good suggestion, driver. And here is lovely 13-year-old Elizabeth Munzer, who plays the harp. Elizabeth is a member of the Rockville Center High School Band of Long Island, in which she plays clarinet and harp. And this morning she plays the lovely old Irish song, Believe Me, If All Those Endearing Young Charms, which she wants to dedicate to Judge John L. Rushford of Indianapolis. It's a lovely instrument, isn't it? Just played by 13-year-old Elizabeth Munzer, who's a member of the Rockville Center High School Band. And by the way, this 90-piece band will play at Jones's Beast this afternoon on Long Island.
Oh, now, excuse me, please, Mr. Conductor, but don't you think that we could discuss a question of fried chicken now, please, sir?
I don't know. Are you hungry, Porter?
Oh, me or my boss. Where there's fried chicken around, I'm always hungry. Yes, sir.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that appetite of yours a little later.
Oh, you mean there's nothing doing now, boss?
No, there's nothing doing, I'm afraid, just now.
Well, all right, sir, but I'll be right here when you get ready to discuss fried chicken. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll remember that, Porter. Just now, however, I think we're due for a little more music.
Oh, you wouldn't wish to carry here a friend of mine, would you, Mr. Conductor?
A friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
That's sweet little Marie Skinner.
Marie Skinner, of course. Where is Marie?
Right over yonder. I'll fetch her in no time. Oh, Marie.
What do you want, Porter?
Come over here, honey. The big boss wants you to friend.
Yes, will you, Marie?
I'd be mighty glad to, Mr. Conductor.
All right. Marie Skinner of Middletown and New York City has been pulling the petals off of Daisy. You know how you do it, as you say, he loves me not, is Marie. And she especially wants to do this for her daddy. This is Father's Day, you know.
Rain.
And that's how Marie Skinner... Marie Skinner's Little Town and New York City. Now we ask our McNichol Trio to sing for us, to speed our bus along. Will you, Marjorie, Darcy, and Muriel?
Of course, Mr. Conductor. If you ask us something we know...
Well, I'll try to do that. What do you know?
Well, I think we know Daddy Rules and a Mother's Knee. Or Swing High, Swing Low, if you think you'd like that better.
Well, let me see. I think I'll choose the Daddy song. That sounds very nice to me. And this is Father's Day, you know. From Stamford, Connecticut, in their colorful flowered prints this morning. The McNichols' children with their daddy at the piano. Well, and look who's here. This looks like a new passenger on our bus.
He is, Mr. Conductor, a brand new passenger.
And what's your name, little girl?
Rose Karen. Yes, this is Rose Karen, and she's 7 years old, Mr. Conductor. And she has a lovely little voice.
Oh, I wonder if you can sing something for us now, Rose.
Yes, sir.
Fine.
Here's a ticket.
Oh, yes, 7 year old, black hair, and lovely hazel eyes. And I see by your ticket that you can sing Come to the Fair, Rose. Oh, that's a happy, lively song. I love it. Please sing it, Rose.
The sun is a-shining to welcome the day.
What do you think?
Well, it's hard to tell from here. Of course, I thought it was a secret that we were going to a picnic.
Oh, it is a secret. You mustn't tell him about it, Driver.
Oh, I mustn't I?
No.
Well, how did you find out it was a secret, Jeannie Elkins?
There is no
just dare tell me, but she said not to tell.
I see.
You haven't told anybody, Judy?
Of course not. What do you think I am?
Well, you're very cute, I know.
Well, I'll tell you what I think you are, Jeannie. I think you're one of the sweetest little 5-year-old golden-haired dollies I've ever seen. And I'm going to ask you to sing that little song, Toy Brigade, for us, will you?
Of course, I'd love to, Mr. Conductor.
All right, then, Jeannie, let's hear the Toy Brigade. Toy Brigade. Thank you, Jeannie, darling.
Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and tickets to the merry-go-round.
What's that, Trent?
Tickets to the merry-go-round. Want one, Mr. Conductor?
Well, no, I don't know.
Well, you better take one. Everybody's going to ride on the merry-go-round.
Where is the merry-go-round?
At the picnic ground.
Oh, at the picnic ground.
Of course. Does everybody know we're going to a picnic? Well, I wouldn't know about that, driver. But everybody's going to ride on the merry-go-round. Well, it practically amounts to the same thing, I say.
I'll say so, too.
You would, eh?
Here's your ticket, Mr. Conductor.
Thank you, Shrimp.
Peanuts, popcorn, fried rice, pizza, seems as if that nothing is sacred around here, doesn't it, Mr. Conductor?
Yes, it does, driver. However, we ought to be at the picnic grounds pretty soon. So if you just keep your eyes on the road, I'll ask Audrey Egan to sing for us.
Aye, Mr. Conductor. I'd do that if I were you.
And will you sing, Audrey?
I'd love to, Mr. Conductor. What shall I sing?
What would you like to sing?
Well, I don't know any songs about a picnic, so I think I'd like to sing Someday.
All right. How about today? Oh, I see. You mean the melody Someday from the Vagabond King. Fine. I like that, too. Sylvia's at the piano. And a great girl. And here is one of the sweetest little fairies I know. She's only 4, but will be 5 years old before another Sunday rolls around. 4-year-old June Coe. And speaking of picnics, June says, stomachache ain't no picnic.
Stomachache ain't no picnic. Say, what's the matter, stomach? Ain't I always been your friend? And I always been a partner to you. All my pennies been my friend. And getting nice things for you. Then I give you lots of cake. Say, what's the weather with you? You had to go and ate. Why? I loaded you with good things yesterday. I gave you fruit and candy and apple pie and chocolate cake. And last night when I got to bed, you had to go and ate. Say, what's the matter with you? Ain't you satisfied at all? I gave you all you wanted. You was hard just like a ball. And you couldn't hold another bit of pudding. Yet last night you ate me with awful stomach. That ain't treating me just right. I've been a friend to you, I have. Why ain't you a friend of mine? They gave me castor oil last night. Because you made me wine. I'm feeling fine this morning. Yes, it's true. But I tell you, Stomach, you better appreciate the things I do for you.
I'm such a dear little being for your old June Cole. And now for a little more music to speed our bus along. Let me see.
Why don't you ask Leopold Foss to play for us, Mr. Cross?
The very thing, Audrey. Thank you. 8-year-old Leopold Foss. Leopold Foss, an L.A. in there. And he knows the bolero. That's the lively Spanish dance by Burley. His mother will accompany him at the piano. The violin, Leopold Foss.
Mr. Conductor.
Oh, yes, Dinah, Joan, Ben, and Worth, how are you?
Is everybody going to the picnic?
Well, everybody on the bus.
Can my mommy and daddy come too?
Oh, yes, by all means.
And my Teddy?
Teddy has a special invitation.
That's good. I wouldn't want to leave anybody out.
Certainly not. By the way, Diana.
Just let me see something. Mr. Conductor, your mouth is all fixed. Just like there was something very special.
Oh, it is, Diana. I was going to ask you to sing a little song for us all to help us get to the picnic in a hurry, will you?
Of course Conductor, asking about School Days Are Over.
And even though she doesn't go to school herself, she's only four, still she's glad when school days are over, so she can play with all the other children. Yes, dedicated to Uncle George. Four-year-old driving seven little lady, Dinah Joan Dunworth, fall in baby blue this morning. But now, driver, do you see any signs that mention picnic grounds?
Not yet, Mr. Conductor, but I did just see a sign that told me to slow down. In fact, I think I'd better stop.
Why?
What's the matter?
What's the matter, driver? Anything wrong?
Oh, no, no, indeed. We're just stopping to pick up a passenger, and here he comes.
Oh, Peter Pig, of course.
Valley Farm. The place hasn't changed that much, has it, Mr. Conductor?
No, but I was so busy looking for picnic grounds, I didn't recognize it. Hello there, Peter Pig.
Hi, Mr. Conductor. Happy Sunday.
And a happy Sunday to you, Peter Pig.
Look, it's Peter Pig.
It is Peter Pig, and I've seen him on the phone.
Hello, Peter Pig. How are you today?
It is Peter Pig.
Did you bring a story, Peter Pig?
Wait a minute, Estelle. That's my question. Did you, Peter Pig?
Oh, of course I brought a story. All right, Ken. Here it is, Mr. Conductor.
Thank you, Peter Pig.
Are you coming with us today, Peter Pig, or do we read the story right here?
Oh, I'm coming with you. I understand there's to be corn on the cob, and that's my favorite dish. Yes, indeedy. Oi.
And we drive right along, Mr. Conductor.
All right, driver, and we'll have our story as we go.
Oh, goody. I wonder what Peter Pig's been up to this week.
Uh-huh. You just wait and see.
Here we are, chapter 239 in the Adventures of Peter Pig. As we start our adventure this morning, we meet Mr. Rabbit. And Mr. Rabbit is about to meet Peter Pig. And Peter Pig is about to start asking questions. And when Peter Pig starts asking questions, it's our cue to start listening. So, let's listen.
All right, sir. How do you do, Mr. Rabbit? How are you?
Well, a little warm. I've been working over at the carrot factory.
Carrot factory?
Yes, canning carrots. But this is Saturday, so we're having a half holiday.
Well, that's nice. Are you going to celebrate?
Celebrate?
Yes, I'm going to a baseball game. Want to come along?
A baseball game? Oh, it's been years since I've seen a real good baseball game.
Well, this is your chance.
Well, now, let me see. How much change have I? No. No, I guess I can't.
Look, Mr. Rabbit, I wish I had two tickets. I wouldn't have had this one if Charlie Horse hadn't given it to me.
Well, that's all right, Peter. I couldn't let you pay my way. Besides, I ought to be getting home. I promised the children I'd bring them some candy.
Look, I wish you were going with me, Mr. Rabbit.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I want to dash in the corner store here and see if they have any lettuce lollipops. Goodbye, Peter.
Bye, Mr. Rabbit. Oh, that's a doggone shame. We enjoy a baseball game, too. Wonder what he'll do instead. There's his house over there. And there's his baby rabbit, Honeybun. Hello, Honeybun.
Hello, Peter Pig.
My, but you're getting to be a big girl. Oh, what are you doing sitting out here by the gate?
Watching for my papa.
Your papa, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you have a really good papa.
I know. He's going to bring me some candy.
And, you want to do something nice for him.
I'm going to. I'm going to touch him all afternoon.
Uh-huh, all afternoon. Mm-hmm.
While he mows the lawn.
While he does what?
While he mows the lawn.
Don't one of your brothers usually mow the lawn?
Yes, but the oddly thing is he took his shower this week. So Mama says Papa has to mow the lawn when he finishes washing dishes.
Finishes washing the dishes? Where's your mother or one of your sisters?
Two of my sisters have a piano lesson. And two of them are taking their dancing lessons. And two of them are taking their singing lessons. And Mom is going out to buy food for the picnic.
Oh, a picnic, huh? Well, now, that'll be nice and restful for your papa after he's mowed the lawn all afternoon.
Oh, the picnic's not going to be this afternoon.
Not this afternoon?
No, it's tomorrow, Father's Day.
Father's Day. Well, at last.
Yes, Mother says if Papa gets the garden weeded and the cellar cleaned and the rest of the winter spoons put up and the front door cleaned, they should have him wash the car.
Oh, all right.
And then we'll all get in.
Yeah, you'll all get in. You mean your 14 brothers and sisters and your mama and Papa, or are you going to let Papa stay at home?
Oh, no. Papa has to go. The picnic for him. It's Father's Day, you know.
Oh, yes. I remember. It's Father's Day.
And we'll drive over to the big woods and have a picnic.
Yes, and then your papa can sit down and rest and read the Sunday paper.
Yes, he can mean the funny.
That's all right.
And he can play games with those children and push us in the swings and teach us to swim. Oh, won't Papa be surprised when he finds out we're going to have a picnic?
Oh, yes. He'll be surprised, all right.
He ought to be coming pretty soon. I wish he'd heard.
Now, listen here, honey. I hate to see you disappointed, but I don't think your father's coming home this afternoon.
Oh, and I'll have to wait for my lollipop.
Now, don't cry. I'll see that you get your lollipop. All right, now, I tell you what I'll do. You stay right here by the gate while I run over to the corner store.
Will you be right back?
Oh, yes, I'll be right back. Father's Day. All right, now, let me get in the store and see if he's still here. All right, so there you are, Mr. Rabbit.
Why, Peter, I thought you'd gone to the baseball game.
Yes, Mr. Rabbit, I was going, but that's why I came back to see you. You see, I can't use that ticket.
Can't use your ticket? You mean you're not going to the baseball game?
No, I just found a job I have to do this afternoon, and I thought if you could use the ticket and see the baseball game.
You use the ticket and see the baseball game?
Yes, you could, couldn't you, Mr. Rabbit?
Well, if you're sure you won't be able
to... No, Mr. Rabbit, I'm positively sure. I've got to mow a lawn and wash some dishes and weed a garden and hang some window screens.
Oh, that's no way to spend Saturday afternoon.
I know. It's not going to hurt me, and I don't mind as long as I know somebody can use my ticket to that game.
Well, that's nice of you to think of me.
Well, you run along now, and, wouldn't it be a good idea if you slipped out the back door? Some of your children might feel your house being right across the street.
Well, maybe I'd better. Oh, but say, you wouldn't mind taking these lollipops over to my place, would you?
Oh, no, of course not. I'll be glad to. Now, you run along. You'll have to hurry or you'll miss the first inning.
All right, so long. And thanks again.
Okay. Well, I guess I better get going if I want to mow that lawn. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Peter Pig.
All right, honey.
Did you get the lollipop?
All right, sure. Here they are. Now, where's your lawnmower?
You can cut our lawn.
Might as well. I haven't anything else to do. And your papa won't be here to do it. Where's the mower?
Here it is, round the backyard there. Could you tell me a story while you cut the grass?
A story?
Mm-hmm. My papa tells me a story while he cuts the grass.
Yes, your papa's a very unusual rabbit.
Well, aren't you an unusual pig?
Well, once upon a time there was a rabbit, and he was in a curse, I think, for 5 miles away.
Well, even Papa Rabbit in Hutt Hollow Folly Farm got a break on Father's Day, thanks to Peter Pig. Peter Pig, Mickey O'Day, Ralph Welliver was Mr. Rabbit, and wasn't 5-year-old Jeannie Elkin fine as fluffy little honey bun? A little song for Peter Pig. Walter Petley, how about that country chappie who drove into Glasgow in a sewer milk car?
I'm a country chappie and serving at the loon. A wee bit warm as eagle come and find our fashion soon. The gang we look each morning, a wee one after three. With Hector Roderick merrily, the old grey mare and me. The other morning early as the Berlin we did pass. I can't bear to forgive her, we a winsome country lass. Which is I'm a bonny lassie, if you were going out here, I'll drive you into Glasgow in the sewer, no care. Cheeks are red and rosy, into bonny blue, and chanting, dancing, throw me through and through. She fairly won my fancy. Content to stay when summer time comes round. I mean to buy the harness wagon, harness milk and gum. We're acting to get married just the book next August fair. And all of old acquaintances are hope to see them there. She never got a ride inside a carriage all her days. So when the guys propose to get a coach and pair of greys, the noble share money scarce, can we kind of spare? A rare hair job and then a sore milk care. She's the red rosy, ain't the bonny blue, and shines and glows and thrills me through and through. The fairly one my fancy and stole away my hair, driving into Glasgow in the sore milk care.
Well, it must be a lot of fun to drive in a gas store in a sort of milk car. That is, if there's no water from the sour milk can.
Well, it certainly was sour enough, I'd say that.
Yes. Much obliged, Walter. That was all right.
Oh, that's all right. Anything for you anytime, Peter Pig.
Now, wait a minute. Peter's turned back into Mickey O'Day.
Certainly. I can have more fun if Mickey O'Day had a picnic.
Oh, so you've heard about the picnic, too?
Oh, sure. What are the chances of getting us there before dark, driver?
Now, none of your freshness, Mickey, old pig. I could use a little music, however, to speed us along, Mr. Conductor.
All right, Jimmy. Our Slovenian timbrelets, the band of Brooklyn, directed by Ivan Gerjovic. Here they are, strumming away, ready to strum away to Unak is Lika. You'll have to translate the title yourself, I'm afraid. The band of Brooklyn, New York. We have time. We'll have them play another number a little later on.
Mr. Conductor, are we almost to the picnic?
Well, that's what I was wondering, Joy.
The lady next door said we were.
Oh, she did? Perhaps I'd better go and have a little talk with the lady next door.
All right. She can tell you all about everything.
And will you sing a little song for us while I go and speak to the lady next door, Joy?
Of course, Mr. Conductor. I could sing about the picnic.
You could?
Yes, I could sing the picnic.
Well, you tell us how to get ready for a nice long day's picnic. And let's do this for the lady next door's daddy. Miss Tucker's daddy, I'm sure, is listening in Chicago. Sylvie's at the piano.
Pick up your fishes. Pick up your toys. Pack up your soldiers, my dear little boys. For we're going away for a whole long day. On the banks of the river. We'll take the juice, we'll take the sweet, and we'll have such fun.
joy. That's how to spend a happy summer's day. Now, let's see. And now, Lady Next Door, what's all this about a picnic?
Well, we're almost there. We've got a lot of lunch baskets and games to play, and there's the merry-go-round at the picnic, and bicycles and ponies and everything you can think of.
That's wonderful. It's strange I haven't heard of this picnic ground before.
Well, it's all the picnic places you ever heard of rolled into one, Mr. Conductor.
And are we almost there, Lady Next Door?
Almost. Just one more jump and we'll be there, I'm sure.
Good. Have you any suggestions for that jump?
Let's see. How about asking Renee to sing for us? I think that might do it.
I'll do that. Will you sing Blue Heaven, Renee?
All right.
Good. And she wasn't dedicated to Joan Tupfer. It's Joan's birthday. Happy birthday, Joan. Just look out there, girls and boys. We're pulling into our picnic spot, I think. So come right in and have a good time, Joe. And it does look as though we're... Well, it looks as though we're respected, doesn't it?
Isn't that the loveliest spot? Boy, we're here. Why don't you stop the bus, driver?
I'll stop it. I'm just looking for the best place to park. Well, here we are. His breath will only work.
There we are now.
Can we get out now? Oh, I'm dying to get in the woods. Come on, Joy.
Isn't this wonderful?
Oh, come on, Joan. We'll be in the woods.
Oh, I know it. Not a picnic. Oh, but I want to wait for the lady next door.
Oh, here she comes now. Come on, lady next door.
I've got it, but somebody has to help me with the lunch basket.
Here, I'll help with the lunch.
Me too. That's what I've been waiting for.
Oh, me around. Here, lady next door. I'll take that big basket for you.
Yeah,
I got popcorn, Cracker Jack, and big strong arms.
All right, we'll all help. And Tommy Brady will give us a little rat a tat on his drums to get us all off the bus. All right, Tommy. So we will let us go.
Oh, of course not, Walter. We just came. We aren't going to have lunch yet.
Well, we'd better have it pretty soon. I've got an awful empty feeling.
Oh, it's in your head, not your stomach.
Oh, Walter.
You just run along and play, and you can have lunch later.
Okay, but I think you're an awful hard-hearted bunch. That's what I think.
Oh. Oh, look over there, Marion, just there.
What is it?
A lot of the girls and boys are riding bicycles. Come on, let's get one and ride, too.
All right, come on.
Daisy, give me a ride.
What's that, Tommy?
They've got one of those old-fashioned bicycles over there, Mr. Conductor. You know, one of those bicycles built for two.
They have?
Sure, and Tommy and I's going to ride on it.
Well, well.
Oh, no, we're not, Peter. Why not? Well, I think it's kind of sissy. I'd rather ride on a regular bicycle, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, how about seeing about that bicycle built for two first, Tommy?
Let me sing that song, Mr. Cross. I know. Let Peter sing it, Mr. Cross.
All right, just so somebody sings it. All right, Peter, let's hear it. So individualistic, we all ride our own bicycles, don't we, Peter? And now, haven't you a song for us, Tommy?
Oh, I thought this was supposed to be a picnic.
Well, you can sing at a picnic, can't you, Tommy?
Oh, I guess so, if it's being done this season. What will you have, Mr. Conductor?
We'll have that happy-go-lucky number called Jolly Good Company. Together, that's the spirit.
Peanuts, popcorn, Tiger Jack, and bathing suit.
Oh, can we go bathing, Shrimp?
Sure, if you buy a bathing suit.
How much are they?
Oh, not so much. Some of them are free.
Free?
Sure, if you can't pay any money, you can have one for nothing.
Oh, thanks, Shrimp.
Yeah? There's a bathhouse back there in the woods someplace.
Oh, yes, I see it. Isn't this the most exciting place? Are you going swimming too, Lynn Mary?
Of course, if I can have a bathing suit.
Here you are, a nice red one to match your big brown eyes.
That sounds silly. Come on, Estelle.
Okay, come on.
What's the matter with you, Mr. Conductor? Aren't you going swimming or boat riding or anything?
Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to keep a little music going, you know, and everybody's deserted me. The lady next door is busy with the lunch, the driver's disappeared, and everybody else seems to be having a good time.
Do you have to have a little music, Mr. Conductor?
Well, I'm supposed to. I don't suppose you'd care to sing a little song about, about the merry-go-round, would you?
Well, I could sing a little song about the carousel. That's practically the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, do you mean the song Lily Paul sang in the picture when she rode on the merry-go-round? I mean the carousel?
Yes, that's the one. Would that do?
Very nicely. The jockey on the carousel.
Little cloud, I thought, just thought, was pointed.
done, Mildred. Thank you very much. That was Mildred Schneider. Oh, and here are the three of us. I'm going to ask them for a song, too. They don't seem to be very busy.
They ought to have some nice woodsy song that would fit in with our picnic or the grove or something.
You're talking about us, Mr. Conductor.
I am, Irma.
Well, we want to pay our way, of course. And we have a little song called Roses of Picardy, if you'd like that.
Fine, indeed I would. Here's Edna, Debbie, and Irma, and the ballad Roses of Picardy. The three of us.
Well, what's going on, Mr. Conductor? You look kind of lonesome, I think.
Oh, no, I'm not lonesome at all. I was just getting a little music for the picnic.
Can't you forget business at all, Mr. Conductor?
Business, Peggy?
Yes, like collecting tickets and getting folks to sing. This is a picnic.
I know, but I think a little music's nice now and then, even at picnics. Aren't you going for a swim or a boat ride or something yourself?
Oh, no, I'm going to play tennis.
Tennis?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me there are tennis courts in these woods.
Oh, yes, there are. Only not right here in the woods. That path over there leads to a clearing.
Well,
the tennis courts are right in the clearing.
Maybe I'll play a little tennis with you.
Oh, you will? I wish you would.
All right. I'll play you a set if you give me a monologue now.
Oh, now, Mr. Conductor. I thought you were going to forget business.
After this one, Peggy.
Oh, all right, Mr. Conductor. How about a pleasant half hour on the beach?
Good. Let's dedicate it to our friend Ed Addison.
All right. Now, Joseph Hardenspiker, if you cut up any of those monkey shines you did yesterday, you'll not go in bathing again this week. And Aggie, I want you to hold on to the ropes every minute. And Dick, if you and Johnny pull Aggie's feet out from under her, you'll get a good whipping from your father. Run along now and have your fun. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Jones. Lovely day, isn't it? I'll sit right here by you. Oh, I think children are a dreadful responsibility, don't you? There are so many ways for them to get killed, yes. Joseph, get down off that man's shoulders. You're not to die. Oh, has he come up yet, Mrs. Jones? I can't bear to look. What? Oh, yes, there he is. Now, I wonder where Johnny is. I don't see him anywhere, do you? There's Dick. Dick? Oh, Dick. Dick, where is Johnny? Come here to me, Dick. I asked you where your brother Johnny was. Gone to the raft. Gone to the raft. Haven't you been told every day this summer you were not to go to the raft? Now you go right out there to that raft this minute and get Johnny here to me. Here, wait a minute. Where did you get those peanuts? Give them to me. They're not fit for a pig to eat. Oh, have some peanuts, Mrs. Jones. Oh, they won't hurt you. I'm going to make them all come in now. Aggie, come in now. Don't argue with Mother. Get Joseph. What? You don't see him? Dear me, now Joseph is lost. Oh, no, there he is. Joseph? Joseph? Oh, where has he gone? Where is he? He threw up his arms and yelled and went down. That's just the way they do when they have cramps. Oh, Mr. Jordan, Mr. Crosby, please save my son Joseph. He has a cramp. He shrieked and went down. Yes, he's out there somewhere. Please get him. It would be just like that boy of mine to go out there and drown himself to see what it felt like. Well, I tell you, if he's gone and drowned himself, he'll not go in swimming again. What? He's come up? Where? Why, he's grinning. Yes, I see they're bringing him in. I'll grin him when I get a hold of him. You come here to me, Joseph Hardenspiker. How dare you drown yourself like that, right before your mother's face? Well, you came as near to it as you could, didn't you? Now, where are your brothers? Oh, here they are. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, making your poor mother a laughing stock for the whole beach. You're going to get a good whipping from your father. What? I don't care if you didn't go to the raft. You'll all get the same whipping on general principles. You're the worst children I've ever seen. Come along with me now. Goodbye, Mrs. Jones. You ought to be very thankful you haven't any children.
That was fine, Peggy. Oh, we all love Peggy. She's such a fine girl.
Now, do you think you can forget business long enough for that tennis, Mr. Conductor?
Sure. Which way did you say?
Oh, right along this path down here.
Oh, that was the most fun, that swim. Didn't you just love it, Lynn Mary?
Of course.
Did you have fun, Marilyn?
Sure. But I'm getting a little hungry.
So am I. I kind of hate to ask the lady next door for a sandwich, though, don't you?
Yes. Maybe she wouldn't like it. Lynn next door wouldn't mind, but I'd feel kind of like a pig.
That's what I mean. What can we do while we wait for lunch?
Well, we can ride in the merry-go-round again.
Aren't you hungry to do that?
I know what we can do.
What?
Well,
we can all sing songs about something to eat.
Oh, no. I couldn't bear that.
Oh, of course you could. And then maybe the lady next door would realize that it's getting awfully late.
She might.
But what would we sing?
Let me see.
I know the very thing. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla.
I think I know that.
Sure you do. Marilyn can start it.
Me?
Sure, I will. And everybody else can join in. Here comes Renee. She can sing with us, too.
You begin it, Estelle. Do you know hot dogs and sarsaparilla?
Sure, but I wish you'd all help out. Come on. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla beneath the beach umbrella, and you to make the day so sunny. I'll write love letters to you in the sand. Won't it be grand? You'll be with you at noon at the seashore. Oh, boy, there's nothing swarer. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with lots of kisses from my honey. You'll be my lucky fella. I'll be your Cinderella. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you.
Oh, well,
why didn't you all sing with me?
Oh, I didn't know it.
Well, why don't you sing something else?
Well, what for instance?
Well, one that somebody can start and everybody else can join in.
Well, why not one that somebody can sing all by herself?
I know the very thing.
Why, Alice?
The merry-go-round broke down.
Oh, what's that got to do with a picnic?
You have merry-go-round for picnic.
Well, of course you do. Go ahead and sing it, Marilyn.
Go ahead, Marilyn. Why, I'm happy.
But we do have to take a little jump.
Oh, that's dizzy.
All right, everybody, get ready to jump around this picnic ground just as if you're on the White Rabbit bus.
That'll be fun.
Come on,
bad matter if Walter can't jump us, Mr. Conductor.
So what's the matter with Walter?
Well, he's sound asleep. The Lenox store gave him a whole basket of food and he ate it. And now he can't hold his eyes open.
Me, oh my, folks, let's get going.
Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, and Sunday picnic.
All right, get ready. Here we go.
Bye-bye, Coast to Coast on the Bus is a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, written and supervised by Miss Madge Tucker.